Over the past several years, India's ruling Nationalist Party has provoked protests across the country. Critics say its policies discriminate against religious minorities and restrict free speech. Reporter Ruksha Kumar brings us the story of a Muslim teenager from Mumbai who is also protesting, but with music, specifically hip-hop.
Sania Mistry Kaimuddin is 16. She has many firsts to her credit. One of the first female rappers in Mumbai, the first to rap wearing a headscarf or a hijab, and the first female rapper from the neighborhood of Govandi, which is known for heaps of solid waste strewn all over and high rates of crime. There'll always be hurdles, but I never let them dampen my spirit. She sings in this song titled Bahut Dheet, or Very Resilient. Just the way a woman needs to be in conservative societies, she says.
Like, jab main rap karti hu na, us waqt mera confidence alag hota hai, us waqt meri feelings alag hoti hai.
I have a different level of confidence when I'm rapping, she tells me while sitting in her tiny home, which she shares with her parents and her brother. In 3 years, Sania has become the heartthrob of the city. She has been invited to perform at venues like the NCPA or Mumbai's equivalent of the Kennedy Center. She's also on a TV show that showcases young talent, a little like America's Got Talent. And she has fans. Two young girls tried into her small Mumbai home, which is made from tin sheets and mud. They've seen Sania rapping on TV and want a picture with her. One of them is 11-year-old Falak Naz from the same neighborhood.
मुझे भी आगे आगे चल के सानिया आपकी की तरह बनने का है और मुझे उनके तरह पूरा बनने का है.
I want to become like her, Falak says. But Sania tells Falak she has it all wrong. Do not follow anyone's footsteps. Create your own path.
तुम तुम्हारी ताकत हो, ठीक है?
After all, that is what Sania did with her life. Sania's father is an auto rickshaw driver and her mother is a tailor. But despite poverty and neighbors' disapproval, her parents encouraged her to pursue her passion.
मेरी मम्मी को आके ऐसे बोलना कि देखो तुम्हारी बेटी क्या कर रही है ये सारी चीजें.
Neighbors and acquaintances think what I'm doing is un-Islamic and they used to tell my mother to not let me shoot videos or rap, she says. But Sania didn't pause for anyone. Sania says she likes hip-hop because the music is all about justice. Justice for black people in America, for Muslims in India, and for anyone who is oppressed.
ये हिप हॉप का मकसद ही अवेयरनेस करने का.
हिप हॉप इज ऑल अबाउट क्रिएटिंग अवेयरनेस, शी सेज, एंड दैट इज व्हाट आई एम डूइंग. भानुज कपिल इज अ मुंबई बेस्ड म्यूजिक राइटर हु हैज बीन फॉलोइंग द सिटीज हिप हॉप सीन क्लोजली. ही सेज अनलाइक मेनस्ट्रीम पॉपुलर म्यूजिक, हिप हॉप गिव्स वॉइस टू माइनॉरिटीज एंड अलाउज देम टू एक्सप्रेस
their idiosyncratic and individual identities, whether that be in terms of religion, in terms of caste, in terms of sexuality and gender. They are really like building on those aspects of themselves, and that's an integral part of the music.
Sania says she would like to be a teacher or a professional rapper or a social worker when she grows up. But for now, it is time for her next performance at the prestigious Indian Institute of Technology, Bombay. And this time, the theme is gender rights. For NPR News, I'm Ruksha Kumar in Mumbai. बेटी बहन और माँ हर रूप है मेरा, मैं औरत जात काम मेरा खुशियों को बांटना, मैं जानती हूँ रेखा की सारी पाबंदी को, न रेखा नांगती जो इज्जत मेरे हाथ में.